smoking that Packers pack, boy. Smoking that Packers pack, boy.
God damn, man. Jordan Love, the icon. Three motherfucking interceptions, boy.
Man,
that motherfucker didn't even throw a touchdown pass. He didn't even throw a motherfucking touchdown pass.
Cheese pack.
And he,
I wouldn't be smoking cheese pack.
Wait, hold on. How much is that guy paid again? How much is that guy paid again? Brandon, talk to me.
Wait, hold up. Is he the highest paid quarterback?
No, he's not.
Is he the second?
Nope.
Is he the third?
Oh, he's top third. Five highest paid, right?
Top three, actually?
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, one person that's ahead of him is Trevor Lawrence, so.
Well, we're not saying the we're saying the NFL teams are fucked. Green Bay is just one of them.
I don't know.
The only you saw it today.
Whoa, what is your
you
point?
Saw it today, you buddy. Say, you saw it today. You
bro,
saw
I thought
today.
You were saying CJ Stroud was pedestrian. At least he can win in the playoffs.
Damn,
bro. At least he can win in the
playoffs.
Come on, man.
Who can't win in the playoffs?
What?
There's a lot of players who can't win in the playoffs.
Yeah,
players.
Jordan Love is one of them.
are we sure? Are we sure about that?
Three picks? Damn sure.
Come on, bro.
Okay, he played like shit. At least I could admit he played like shit. At least I could admit to when
that's
a quarterback played
problem,
like shit.
Who doesn't
his
admit?
Picks is his biggest
you know who.
I'm not getting involved.
You know
in
who
I'm not
can't
getting,
admit when,
I'm not
play,
getting involved
when his quarterback is playing like
I'm
shit.
I'm not getting involved in hood okay? politics, okay? I'm not
you
involved
know
in this.
You know who can't admit when his quarterback is playing like though. Shit?
Hey, SK, you know where both of them are going to be? Cancun. Hey, Cancun on three, man.
One, two, three.
Cancun,
yes,
man.
So.
They're not the same, bro. Can they?
You're
the
right.
Bears
they're
had the Bears had their ticket booked like since week 7. Okay?
That's okay.
That, no, it's not okay. It's not
it's
okay.
It's a 1 week difference.
It's not
buddy.
Okay.
It's a 1 week difference.
No, they booked
we
it at week
last
7.
Week, they went this week. Just nah, like nah. I said. Just like I said.
They could have just went at week 7. It wouldn't have mattered.
Just like I said, the Packers should have went last week too. What was the point of showing up? For that performance.
But yo, what were they on though? What was Jordan Love on specifically? Josh Jacobs actually is nasty.
No,
he's
Josh
nasty.
Jacobs
he's nasty. He's nasty.
Josh Jacobs saved that game from being.
But then he
also
got
saved
injured.
It.
But then he got injured.
Yeah, but either way
he
though.
He got injured when they needed him.
Yeah, shit happens. When
their came. Whole actually, their whole fucking team got injured, actually.
Well,
if you look at it.
They got to get in the fucking weight room then, bro.
Jaden Reed.
The fuck up.
Christian Watson the week before. Dobbs.
Bro, players start dropping hurt when they know they're about to lose the game.
Nah, man.
they get
they're fucking like two
okay,
old linemen.
How did Dobbs? How did Dobbs get hurt?
He fell on his head.
He fell on his head.
Zone,
why
right?
is that funny?
On, you know what's crazy?
On that end zone, please.
Yeah.
He got popped on a suicide pass, bro. The guy's doing.
He did get a suicide
cover.
Pass.
Nah, that was
why
a
was
suicide
that
suicide pass, bro?
That was him rolling
he
left.
He fell on his head, bro.
That was him rolling left. Didn't
the
need to throw that.
The craziest part about that, doesn't Dobbs wear the guardian cap?
Yeah, that's fucked.
That's fucked.
That's crazy.
Maybe that shit does not protect you. Good and point. Then what, Jaden Reed got boxed in his shoulder?
Yeah what was that injury?
O-line got fucked up.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's a physical game, bro.
But look how the game started, bro.
Physical
the
game.
The first.
I think Jordan Love had the biggest injury, bro.
Nah, bro.
Clearly
he's
pad, bro. Something was leaking.
Yo, was look. Right? This is what it is with gunslingers, bro. I try to tell you. Okay.
What is
bro
it
bro turned the gun on himself.
One pick was really bad. That one in the middle.
Bro, all three were bad.
Which one
is him just trying to make
bad.
A play.
Yeah, all
which
three
stop
were bad,
with this.
Bro.
He was just trying to make a play. This was your excuse last
the
season.
The game was already
the game was
over. The game was already over when he threw that last one. Was
nah.
it not?
No.
Nah, man. You can score and get an onside,
he's
bro.
He's trying to get
a
quick touchdown.
Give yourself a chance, bro. Give yourself
Don't
a chance.
Wait, man. That one over the middle?
Why did when it was
straight into the receiver?
When it was
that
a nine,
one was bad.
Hold on.
I said that one was
the
bad.
One to Slay was
we
bad.
We're all watching the game.
That one was bad.
That was a good play
Eagles,
by Slay.
Eagles up nine.
That was a good play
hold
by
on,
Slay.
Hold
bro.
On, hold on.
But you just got the ball. Why is your first play you're gonna run it? Just I'm gonna just heave it up here.
Yo, son, you gotta trust your receivers,
hear
bro.
Me hear
receivers
me
like playing with a guy like that, man.
Listen, hear me out.
Except
hear
for
me.
Check down. Except for playing with check down Billy. You wanna play with a check down Chris?
Hold on. Hear me out. Why did he throw that pass?
First read
high,
not open. Five yard.
Hold
yard
on, man. Why did he throw it out of bounds? High out of bounds when the receiver had to just catch on the 4th and 3 that ended the game when it was 19-10. Do you remember that? Do you remember that bad pass?
Oh yeah.
You remember that bad pass? All right. So it was 4th and 3.
Bro, the guy stepped out of bounds. What a scrub.
Did you see where he threw that, though?
Bro, come on, bro.
Why did he
you're
throw
telling me you're in the you're
put
in
it on
the NFL.
Numbers. Put it on
you're
the numbers.
You're in the NFL, and you can't keep your foot in bounds? It's
he's
1 foot.
Brickballer, but you know you got to know your personnel.
Yeah, he's fucking played with it. He played with the three receivers left.
There was a lot of questionable plays for Jordan Love, so you have to admit it.
I said he played like shit.
Okay.
I began saying he played like shit.
He costed his team the game.
I would not say that. Those
were three touchdowns.
They were going to win that game,
bro. Even if they weren't three picks.
They were not going to win the game.
Bro, yeah, they had a lot of chances, bro. Eagles left them in the game up until the second half.
Bro, their very first play, they fumbled the fucking ball.
No.
It was still 10-16 after halftime, bro.
Yeah, crunched.
What?
It was still 10-16.
It was 10-0.
I didn't blame him for fumbling.
No. Yeah, he got crunched.
It was 10-0 after halftime.
16. 16-3, and then Packers scored. It was 10-16.
No, they didn't score in the first half,
They scored in the second half, I said. It was fourth.
You said...
You didn't, but I covered
it. Time up, going into half, it was 10-0.
It's 10-0.
Which is nothing.
It's nothing,
Bro missed a field goal.
Yeah. At that point, it should have been 28-0, realistically.
They couldn't do it.
Backers' defense wasn't all bad. It's just their offense couldn't be decent.
No, they couldn't.
I'll write up Eagles' struggles just to Jalen Hurts being out for rusty.
Yeah, keep giving that guy a pass, bro.
No, the Eagles' defense still played good. Scary, though.
He still played good.
Yo, he played
he
a good
did
game.
Not play that good, bro.
I don't know what more you need the guy to do. Do you need him to be
You're telling me Jalen Hurts played good?
He played solid, bro.
Played better than Jordan
13
Love,
for 22,
sure.
170, two
bro,
touchdowns.
Bro, if the offense had any rhythm, it would have been a really close game.
The only reason it doesn't look that great is because now they have Saquon.
Bro, I'm telling you.
So that takes it away from his part of the offense.
I'm just showing you guys. They were keeping their cards close to their chest because they knew it was an easy one.
Yeah, keeping their cards close to their chest. That's why on a tush push, they ran a fake tush push.
Never does that, bro.
They ran a fake tush push and threw it deep to AJ Brown.
That would have ended the game.
Yeah,
they did that.
Where is the cards close to the chest on that play?
They ran that play so many times during the season.
Well, they did it.
Fake tush push?
They never did that.
They ran.
No, the fake tush push deep. They faked the tush push for once. And they do it deep.
They've done it before.
They never
did it outside sweep. They did outside sweep.
Yeah,
they didn't throw it deep
to AJ Brown.
No matter the
that's not cards close to the chest.
It is, bro.
But no, it isn't.
They weren't playing cards close to the
chest. Yeah, I don't know what you're talking about, bro.
Run pass.
No,
man.
No team.
What are you talking about, bro? It's a playoff game.
Run pass.
It's a playoff game.
You think
calling runs on third down is just idiotic.
That's when you know you're going to win, bro.
Bro, they were still.
You see, this is what I'm talking about. Yo, you won, but this guy just takes it. He's acting like he won the Super Bowl.
No, I think that 3rd and 13 are running the ball is when it's like, yeah, these guys are just trying to.
Bro,
okay, we're gonna.
Our
see.
Defense is this that much better than your offense right now.
We're not gonna do that. Three straight drives.
You gotta remember, the crowd wants you to win, but they also want to be entertained.
Yeah.
Yeah, but play good,
no,
bro.
They don't. The crowd,
Ravens crowd was not booing. Bills
the Eagles
crowd,
was not booing. The playoff crowd just wants you to win, bro. They're not all entertainment.
We're up 10 and they're booing, bro.
Like, Houston's crowd
we're
wasn't
up 10.
Booing.
Yo,
that's your fans.
Okay, bro.
That
so
is your fans historically.
They weren't booing because we were losing. They were just booing because that's what
they're
they do.
They're booing because you didn't go for it. You ran it on a 3rd and 13. That's why they're booing.
Do you know why? Because our defense was playing so well, though.
Yeah, why are you gonna go 3rd and 13? You're gonna try to make
force
a play.
A pass.
You fumble. You throw a pick. Oh
yeah,
my god!
Are you doing that with Patrick Mahomes, Joe Burrow, Josh Allen? Nope.
No, but maybe they're just looking at the scenario like, yo, we're not.
Playoffs.
We're really in control.
Let's not beat ourselves today.
We're in control of this game.
Let's not beat ourselves today.
Still be aggressive, though. Other teams are doing that.
I don't think so.
Josh Allen was still throwing it when these guys were up. Like
that's just stat pad bullshit.
And he was throwing
dots.
He was throwing dots.
There's six minutes left.
That's playing aggressive to the end, though.
But they had it in the bag, bro. That was crazy.
Yeah, but still. That's another point. Why would Saquon take a knee there?
Because that's Saquon Barkley, bro.
I think Saquon just didn't understand. He probably like, oh my god, if
he's
I score
idiot,
here, I don't want to sell the game.
How could you? Yeah, why wouldn't you understand? He's a perennial football player. He knows, like, how does he miscalculate that one there?
Yo, Eagles won, but they did not look convincing.
Maybe he's just like, I don't have the energy to run this.
Yeah, right.
Packers
I'm not the only
really
one.
Fucking bad.
Yeah, they did not look as good as they should be.
Their first drive looked really good.
I think they looked pretty good.
Nah,
but
man,
they just ran the whole offense through Saquon.
Another
bro.
Powerful team in the NFC. Like, if they did that against Detroit, they're not gonna win.
But I don't think they would do that. I don't think they would run that same game plan against Detroit.
I don't think they'd have a choice though, because when Jalen Hurts got pressure in this game, he looked fucked.
But it is true though. Exactly how you said, they wouldn't have the choice. They were playing a team where they did have the choice today.
Today, yeah, they had. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. They got.
You play Detroit,
today.
You gotta be aggressive.
You have to.
You have to
be aggressive,
bro. Even Saquon, like. It was he didn't do anything where you're like, oh my god, he's destroying the team.
No, but he's getting first downs.
But not, yo, you
like,
guys had
because
like,
yo, most of their scores are off like. So the first score, turnover.
This is the thing though. They had six drives that came off of either turnovers or punts from Green Bay, and they only scored on like three of them.
They only scored on one turnover.
And against a team like Detroit, you need to score on.
Nah, they scored. They that field goals on another one.
Field goals, but like touchdowns. I mean.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Like, yo, the offense did not look potent. I mean, look at the receivers. You got your boy reading the book. I think that's for
a
reason.
Did you see what he was reading, bro?
That doesn't fucking matter.
Inner excellence.
Diva.
Bro.
Diva.
Yo, if you have a guy on your sideline reading inner excellence, he spreads a wealth of knowledge.
You know, how much did he read? Like, probably not even half a page.
Is this how I sound when I talk about the Bears?
Bro? Yes, bro. Yes.
Bro, I think you guys are being... Bro, they just won a fucking playoff game. Like, what are you guys
They didn't win, bro. They were not winning at that point. They didn't win the game. The game was still going on.
They won the game, bro,
they weren't...
But
they didn't feel... At no time today did the game feel like it was out of
control.
Bro,
you had
to... The only time where the game felt, okay, you know what? Maybe it might be a ball
game.
It's
10-6. 16-10.
Yeah.
After Josh Jacobs scored, then you're like, oh. But then they went out and had a great drive.
Bro, that 16-10, as soon as he scored,
then they went out and
they drove all the way down.
A great drive, bro. They went and put together a great drive.
Let's go to field goal.
Score a touchdown, man.
They score a touchdown. Dallas Goedert.
Yeah, bro. Dallas it was Goddard. When Dallas Goedert still.
No. That's when it was 19, bro.
No.
No, he's right.
Yeah, I'm right, bro.
He's right. It was 10-3. That's when they put together a good drive.
Was it?
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
And then we got the field goal. Yeah.
And then you missed the PAT. That's what happened.
No, you know what happened on that drive? Where there's an offensive holding twice.
Yeah, the twice back-to-back
ones. Back-to-back offensive holdings.
Stupid ones.
That's what happened.
Couldn't recover from that shit.
Yeah.
That should have been a touchdown. And Saquon should have scored that one, too.
Yeah.
I feel like he was.
He was.
That was his opportunity.
I'm like, I just need that ball within the five or six and it's touchdown.
You got to understand, the guy brought the book from his locker. Before the game, I brought it to the sideline.
Like, I think that just shows you how nonchalant their opponents meant to them, bro. Like, fuck they have to do. I'm going to read a book on the sideline.
Nah, man. That's diva.
I'm going to beat this team so bad.
No, I don't think AJ Brown was moving crazy to you.
No, he wasn't.
He wasn't that crazy.
He knew the camera was going to be on him for reading the book. You've been in the league for this long. You know that's going to happen.
I think it was sending a
what
message.
What is he doing?
Like, yo, y'all are so trash.
Listen, you keep running the ball to Saquon, all these teams are like, all right, let's just fucking shut down the run. Then all of a sudden, everything else is going to open up, bro.
They did do
a pretty good job of shutting down the run.
And it's like, okay, they don't have to change it. They don't need to throw the ball if it's working.
Yeah. No, but what I'm saying is they did do a pretty good job of shutting down the run.
Yeah, but if you watch the game.
Yeah, that's because their offense was shit. Like, that's why they lost. Their defense
their offense,
won them the game.
Was their offense shit or is Eagles' defense just that good?
Their defense is good. Their defense is both. Their defense isn't bad. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying.
That pick was disgusting by
there is.
Big play Slay.
He's just fucking injury prone nowadays, bro.
But, you know, when Green Bay has these shitty-ass receivers, what do you expect? What do you expect?
Yeah, they got to go figure that shit out, bro.
Yeah.
See, this is the problem. This is the problem that people would say with Brady. It's like, if you're going to give him the reason for all the success... You gotta blame him for all the fucking failures.
It is true, though.
Don't say that he's elite when he's playing good with those same receivers during the season, and all of a sudden they lose a game and say, "Oh, his receivers are shit."
But Tom Brady,
they did turn
shit
though.
Huh?
Tom Brady,
Jaden Reed literally turned shit. Jaden Reed literally turned shit. Like this is his first game with a target in two games. A target.
Is that his fault though?
Yes.
Targeting is.
He's the number one receiver, bro. You'll get a target. You'll get a target.
Shouldn't your quarterback be feeding you the ball?
Bro, a target.
Yeah, shouldn't your quarterback be targeting you?
Come on, man.
Sonny, bro.
So who's the problem in that situation there that he's not getting targets?
I think it's him.
You think he's just not getting open?
Not getting open, nothing. I think partially it could be play calling, whatever.
But like, why didn't you have the same energy when AJ Brown was complaining about not getting targeted?
He would get targeted. He just didn't get the ball.
No. AJ Brown was complaining he wasn't getting targets at that time when he was saying the passing is the issue.
Yeah.
Was that Jalen Hurts' fault or AJ Brown's?
Bro.
Yo, come on, bro. Yo, come on, bro.
Take a side,
okay, look.
Bro.
For that one, it's different. I'll tell you why it's different. AJ Brown's a way better receiver than Jaden Reed.
Was he not open, though? Do you think Jaden Reed's never open?
That's where we just have to pull up tape.
Yo, two games you don't get. Did he go a game without a target though? No. That's what I'm saying. Like,
No.
That's a big difference, bro. Two games without a target.
That's game planning though, bro. Like,
I think at that point, Jada Reed needs to go communicate or something.
Exactly.
Whatever the case may be. Like,
why don't you go talk to coach or talk to Jordan Love? It's one of those two.
Yo, Brody, I was open on that
even
comeback.
If coach is not calling you plays, be like, all right, yo, fuck that. Yo, throw me the ball, bro. I'm open. You know?
That's
elite receivers are doing that.
He's the most explosive player on their team, bro.
Exactly.
That's what Terry McLaurin did that first game where he fucking Jane Daniels threw that thing. He's like, bro, just throw it, bro.
Look at him.
Don't matter if he's
Yeah.
That's the fun.
But yeah, like that's the big reason.
It's not Stephon.
24.
Stephon who?
Gilmore.
Isn't he in Minnesota, bro?
That's what I thought.
He is in Minnesota.
He's hurt in Minnesota.
That was a lot like him, bro. It looked a lot like him.
Wait, hold on. What are you guys trying to say?
You've been watching too much hockey, bro.
Hold on, what are you guys trying to...
way too much hockey, bro.
What are you guys trying to say about Jordan Love?
Bro, that was his fault that Reed wasn't getting targeted.
And he's not worth his money, bro.
Yeah. What, bro? He's a second-year starter. Playing pretty good for a second-year starter.
Here we go.
It's a second-year starting. What are you talking about?
He just threw three picks in his playoff game, bro.
Hey, I'd rather
and this is after he had playoff experience. Not like this is his first playoff run.
He's still way better than like Caleb Williams. So I don't know. I wouldn't really be that. Like he's the second best quarterback in that division.
No, he's not.
Yeah, he is.
No, he's not.
He's better than
Caleb
Sam Darnold, bro.
Better than him. Sam Darnold's way better than him.
Oh my god!
Watch what you were just saying,
yo, bro. Jordan Love had 1 year, but when Sam Darnold has 1 year, oh yeah, he's way better.
Yeah, he has a lot more experience than Jordan Love at this point.
At being
I would take Sam Darnold.
Of course, you would.
Would you not take Sam Darnold over Jordan Love?
It depends on my team.
Be honest.
You're the Vikings. Right? Without Sam Darnold. Are you going to take Jordan Love or Sam Darnold?
The Vikings. What a great example. He's already on the team. You know how good he plays on the team.
If I was the Packers, I would
Sam Darnold on the Packers? He is not having that season, bro.
With Matt LaFleur, yes, he is.
Bro. No, he is not.
Malik Willis was looking good, bro.
Bro, he has Justin Jefferson. He has the best receiver.
Malik Willis?
No, I'm talking about Sam Darnold.
Malik Willis was forget about Vikings for
a
second. Malik Willis was looking good, bro.
Sam Darnold, relax with Malik Willis.
If your team can win without you at starting quarterback,
did you see Malik Willis in Tennessee? All right.
Did he win games without Jordan Love?
So what?
Regardless, though, Sam Darnold still plays good. Like you can objectively look at that and say he still looks like he's playing good.
Yeah, he's playing good.
The question is,
who do you think is better?
Who would you rather have? I think he's... Sam Darnold just, or Jordan Love?
Yeah. That looks awfully like Sam Darnold.
It's close. And for it to be that close, it says a lot about Jordan
Love. You know
what?
I'd still say Jordan Love, just because this is 1 year for Sam Darnold.
Yeah.
If he comes back next season and does the same shit, I'm going Sam Darnold.
I got to see what he does in the
playoffs. But then you got to also see what Jordan Love does next year.
But I've seen what Jordan Love does in the playoffs.
Yeah, I've seen it this
in the playoffs.
Back-to-back.
Yeah. Well, he has a win, bro.
Hear me out. I'm going to see what Sam Darnold does tomorrow.
He's on the decline.
How can you say
bro.
That?
How can he be on the incline?
They won the wild card. They slapped Dallas last year.
This is a good team.
They beat Dallas when Dallas was supposed to be a playoff problem. And then they lost to the Ravens by 3 points.
You are being mad.
You're crazy.
Then they lost to the Ravens by three points.
Yeah.
And he played better that game.
How many of you had? You have Philly going to the Super Bowl.
What, in the beginning of the season?
No, right now. Like, to start the...
I think he's with Detroit, but yeah.
There's Detroit and Baltimore. That's my Super Bowl matchup.
Okay, who's runner-up? Is it not Philly?
There's only a certain amount of teams
in the
playoffs,
bro.
There's
only one team making the Super Bowl.
Yeah, but who do you... Like, yo, you're going to say Philly isn't good. Is that what we're saying? Are we saying Philly isn't good?
No, Philly is very beatable today.
I think the best teams for a Super Bowl would be... You gotta go Chiefs.
He said he was fucking... Whoa, bro, first of all, he said they're playing with them. Now you're saying they're not.
I didn't...
Now they're beatable?
Brandon said they're beatable.
You just said
they could have played better.
They could have played better. I didn't say they were beatable, though.
Who?
Philly. Brandon wants me to say they're beatable
today. Jordan, be realistic. If Jordan Love played 25% better, that's a ball game today.
I also think Philly.
Yo, I just don't think he had. He doesn't have the pieces around him to actually win.
He threw the picks. In his head. If he didn't throw those picks, they would have been in the
game. I can't believe that. I can't believe y'all say that.
Does not have great wide receivers, but he also makes a lot of bonehead plays.
Yeah, bro.
Two things to be
one slinger.
Though, what's the difference in their roster from last season? It's the exact same team.
Yeah, and he was doing so good last season.
It's literally the exact same.
That's when you found the diamond.
You know what?
In the
it's actually better with Josh Jacobs. It should be performing a
and
lot better.
And now your chemistry is like,
and
okay,
the defense
yeah, these young
is
Christian
great.
Watson
and
is
the
injured, first of all. He That's their deep threat. That's
year,
their
bro.
Deep threat.
But he didn't do shit last playoffs.
How do we know that? Do we actually have those numbers on hand?
Nope. Pulling them up.
Oh, man.
I can't believe you could fend for somebody this hard, bro. Just admit that they did bad, bro.
I did say they did bad, but you're saying
he's on a decline because last year he made it further.
That's insane. That is insane. Why are you saying he's on a decline?
He's on, bro. He did better than he did last year.
He did better last year than he's doing right now.
All I know is y'all wouldn't have the same. Y'all don't have the same energy for Herbert.
Herbert is garbage. He's trash.
Yeah, what the fuck? Yeah.
I ain't letting go of that shit either, bro. I was getting there, bro. I was on my way.
Before I tell you Christian Watson stats,
what?
You have to guess.
I'm not
how
guessing.
How many receptions? How many
I'm
yards?
Not guessing. You just guess. Tell me. No, just no, tell no. me, bro.
You gotta guess.
Just tell me. I'm not guessing.
You gotta guess.
I'm not guessing.
You have
he doesn't
to
want to be proved so wrong. That's why he doesn't want to guess, bro.
Bro's probably way
bro, up. He asked me the question. I don't have the numbers. That's why I asked. Do you have the numbers?
Okay. We have the numbers now, yeah.
All right, so tell me the numbers.
What are the numbers?
All right, I'm gonna give you
because you said he didn't have Christian Watson as one of his
receivers. I'm gonna give you a multiple choice and you have
that is one of his receivers, bro. All
right. So I'm gonna go 0-0. Zero receptions, 0 yards, all
right? I'm going to go with zero. I'm going to go with zero. It's zero, right? Is it zero?
Wait.
You're going to say it. It's zero.
Let me finish with zero receptions, 0 yards. All right, then I'm going to go.
What? One reception, 1 yard?
One reception, 8 yards. And then I'm going to go two receptions, 20 yards.
Yeah.
And then I'm going to go six receptions, 30 yards.
Zero receptions, 0 yards.
No, yeah, two receptions, 20 yards. One in each game. One reception each game.
Not a big,
that's a game changer.
11 yards. Really 11 yards impact, against though. Dallas. 9 yards against Baltimore.
Okay, yeah. Yo, y'all be objective. Those are good weapons.
I already said they're not good weapons.
Okay, at least I have one person who's not being biased.
They're not good weapons. They're not good weapons.
You have been saying
Brandon,
that they're not.
I always said they were bad weapons to start the season. Like, you were the one saying they were.
No.
You were the one saying they were, bro.
Oh, my
be
God.
Be honest.
Yo, bro.
So you are insane.
Yo, bro.
Are you serious?
When these guys were running wide open last season, I was like, yo, look at them. J.D. Reed? Romeo Dobbs?
That was you, bro. That was you.
Why the fuck would I hype them up, bro?
You were like, yeah, yo, anybody could play good with weapons like that.
Yo, I ain't going to cap. That sounded kind of true, yo.
Yo, I'm not lying.
With Matt LaFleur having them run wide open. That's what I said.
Okay, whatever. You're saying he has good weapons.
I'm not saying they're
good. You said with weapons like that. I never said they had good weapons. I said
is it my fault their game plan went to shit, bro?
I'm the one who always said, yo, if you're playing with no number one, it's pretty impressive.
Brady has done it for a very long time.
He's not Brady. Bro, every fucking time.
So why is he an icon? Why is he an icon?
You can have a nickname.
Is he not a nickname anymore? What is it the icon of? Interceptions?
Damn, that's crazy still. No, that's Jay Herb still, but. That's fucking.
At least he has a playoff win, bro. Mans were riding J Herb.
I wasn't.
Yo, you know everybody. You know everybody rides J Herb, bro. Let's be objective. Well, I'm not saying any of us.
You know, Big Bro. You know how Big Bro takes about that shit.
You know how people feel about J Herb.
Yeah,
but
he chokes a lot in the playoffs.
Yeah, but at least Jordan Love has
one more playoff win than him. Ooh,
and Justin
it's
Herbert
one
played,
more.
I still think Justin Herbert played better than Jordan Love did.
Insane.
Yeah, you did. In the playoffs.
Bro, you got Ladd McConkey 200 yards.
Yeah.
And that's the definition of no weapons.
Yeah. You have brick hands, Quentin Johnson.
Yo, but some of those picks were bad, though.
Bro, those picks were terrible.
Fuck, who are you throwing the ball to?
And look who they're playing, bro.
Jordan Love had bad picks, too, though.
You
it's
put
not
Justin,
like his picks
you
were
switch
good.
Teams. You put Jordan Love on the Chargers, and you put Justin Herbert on the Packers.
I think it's the exact same.
I think Justin Herbert. I think that Packers team would be way better.
Oh yeah,
I just think Justin.
100% with Matt LaFleur.
I just think Justin Herbert might not be that good.
How is Jay? See, this is exactly what I'm talking about, Jeff. Like, bro, What makes Jay Herb so much better than Jordan Love?
With Matt LaFleur?
Why? Why? What makes you say that?
He has a lot better pocket presence, 1,000%. He
doesn't have it in the playoffs.
He's a gunslinger.
Doesn't have it in the playoffs.
A stupid gunslinger.
Are you sure? Because he looked like a stupid gunslinger.
Well, Jordan Love looked worse.
I don't know. Yo, they're both bad.
Bro,
though.
They both
Yo,
they're the same amount of
players.
Okay.
The Chargers weren't even supposed to be in the playoffs this season, bro. Who played worse,
though? Why not?
Who played worse? Out of Jordan Love and Justin Herbert.
Who are you more surprised by playing bad this weekend?
Definitely Herbert.
There you go.
Yo, fam.
Chargers? But that's not, that's saying Jordan Love. I think he's shit.
Chargers got rid of, surprised me. They got rid of,
I knew this was going to happen.
They got rid of fucking Mike Williams. They got rid of Keenan Allen. Who else did they get rid of?
Austin Ekeler.
Austin Ekeler.
Gerald Everett.
They picked up J.K. Dobbins, who just came off ACL injury.
But he had a good season.
Good. He had a good season.
I know, but what I'm saying is that coming into the season, nobody was saying, oh, Chargers are going to make the playoffs.
But yo, do you think the Chargers, you don't think that Justin Herbert was responsible for their loss yesterday?
He was like the sole reason.
Yo, but if we're saying, if we're talking about quarterbacks, I don't have, so if, do you think that the Packers are better with Jordan Love, or if they, who do you think is better then?
I think it's equal.
I think Justin Herbert's better than Jordan Love.
So if what I'm saying is you put Justin Herbert on the Packers, don't you think the Packers are better?
Maybe.
I think today would have been a game.
Maybe. Either way.
I think with the offensive.
Either way though, Justin.
Yo, bro. Either way. What does Jordan Love have that Jeter, that
opposite way. What does Justin Herbert,
Justin Herbert doesn't have?
Everything that he does is just better. It's just upgrade.
No. I'm talking about on the team.
Oh, weapons-wise?
What he has Josh Jacobs? That's it? Because Jay Herb has better receivers.
No, he doesn't.
Ladd McConkey is fucking sick.
That's it. Ladd McConkey.
Who the fuck did... Bro, who did he really have?
Compare all the rest of the Chargers receivers to who the Packers have, bro.
Quentin Johnson's supposed to be good. He's shit, though.
That guy's ass.
Horrible, bro.
He's actually ass.
You wiped him.
You fucked him.
I thought he was going to be...
You literally said last week that he's going to have a legacy game, bro.
That's Brandon's fault.
Against Derek Stingley?
It wasn't even Stingley like he was locking him up, though, bro.
Fam, that guy's first team all-pro.
Okay, but there's plays where he should have caught the ball.
That's his career. That's his career, bro.
That's not Derek Stingley locking him up. That's him being bricked.
Yeah, and what? He has
Will Disley?
He has good, yeah. Disley. He has
good. I didn't say he was good. I'm just saying.
Gus Edwards and J.K. Dobbins.
Why are you looking at me, bro?
That's who he's saying is going to compare it to.
Okay, who are you going to say?
Romeo Doubs.
Bro, why are you saying those guys are good, bro? What makes those guys good?
Because you know the difference is.
What guy bashed his head on the fucking floor and was out? And he had a guardian cap.
What are their stats last season? What does the league say about them? Oh, they're shit now, right? Because of one game?
They played shit all year, bro.
I don't want to hear this bullshit.
You said they're
bro.
One of the. You because said they're
last
going to the
year
Super Bowl
they were
still.
Playing good.
I did say that, but yeah. What did I say last? I said they're not winning this game.
I know, but what
I literally
time
said they're not winning the game. I said they played shit to end the season.
Yo, you guys should hold Jay Herb accountable though.
Yeah, y'all. You see, yo,
you don't be wrong. Yeah, you don't have to hook a Jordan Love. He's shit.
What?
He's shit, bro. He's shit.
Pedestrian.
Yeah, but yo,
don't compare him to C.J. Stroud anymore.
Bro, what?
Don't compare him to CJ.
What?
Who has more playoff wins?
What, one fucking
win? Who has more?
Well,
now one.
No. I'm using exactly what you use.
I love it.
Yo, one win.
Yeah,
one
one's
win.
A big difference now,
no, you
eh?
See it.
Okay,
you see it,
okay.
So why can't I see it?
Okay.
No. When you see it, it's cool. But when I see it, it's a problem.
Yeah, I'm using your same point, bro. You're saying one is a big thing, right? So who has more playoff wins? Stroud or Love?
Stroud a little dog yesterday. He a gamer, though.
Okay, bro. But, like...
When it matters. That's when gamers show up. When it matters.
Bro.
Not stat stuff.
He actually did not do that all season, though.
That's what I'm saying. When it matters, bro.
Yeah. You know, you're in the shit division. You could easily just skate into the playoffs.
And when it matters, he played.
I'll give him credit for playing, but, like, come on, man.
Wow.
He's not a stat.
Just last week, y'all were saying he was garbage.
I was.
I'm just saying that.
I was.
Just last week, y'all were saying
I was,
garbage.
But he outdueled one of the...
Why are you so switch up? So y'all were calling me last week. Why else so switch up?
Why are you so mad? Why are you so mad, bro?
I'm not.
It's because Jordan Love is in Cancun, bro.
Yo, Jay Herb.
No. Why y'all so switch up? That's what y'all were calling me last week.
CJ plays anybody who doesn't play like pedestrian, he gets waxed. Next week, he's waxed.
Oh,
garbage.
Yeah, against Casey.
It's done. It's over with.
Yeah.
Yeah,
we definitely
taking the Texans. But yo, can anybody explain what happened to Justin Herbert though? Like real shit though.
Y'all
yo, actually,
me,
please, can you guys explain?
He's done, man.
Seattle King,
I bet on the nigga yesterday, bro. And he let me down heavy. So did I. Yo, he let me down heavy, yo. I can't actually believe it.
No, I think his prime is done. Like, his peak of...
He's not. Wild,
that's crazy, that's crazy to say.
Get him his another receiver and they're going to be a fucked up...
Is he that good though?
Second year Herbo was crazy, bro.
But is he? Was he ever that good?
He was crazy.
Or yo, bro, hold on. Here's the question.
His team was.
Does he just throw a really nice pass?
Yeah.
Does he just make it look good, or is he actually good?
Nah, he was all I know is when I say give Jordan Love the receiver, like, no, bro.
The thing is, Herbo had receivers,
but now Herbo,
they just took him away.
But yo,
and he still didn't do shit with
them. Exactly, that's a problem there.
And he still didn't do shit with them.
But he got hurt. Didn't he get hurt last season?
Keenan bro, he's had years when he wasn't hurt.
Mike Williams was hurt. Mike Williams got hurt.
Yeah.
Josh Palmer got hurt.
But yo, they were up 27-0 against the Jags. Yo, they should have won that game. Herb, that's on Herb. That's on Herb and whoever's
God in the forbid. And God forbid Jordan Love did that.
And woo. Whoever, who was that guy?
Out of a long fucking night.
20 points, bro. What do you mean?
Yeah, Love takes care of that shit before it even gets there. Just like, you know what? I'm just never going to fucking get in the lead.
Destroy the Cowboys.
Where the fuck are the Cowboys now, bro?
At least he has a playoff win. Where's J Herb at?
Yo, J Herb.
Okay, you know what? Fuck J Herb. Because now all of a sudden
they're starting to Herb at?
Look what he does, bro.
I love this.
This is his only album.
I love this.
I'm not fending. I don't even give a fuck. I don't even like Justin Herbert like that. I'm just saying.
Yeah, for real. He's just fucking.
I'm just saying he's better than Jordan
better
Love.
Better than Jordan Love. That's it.
Y'all have no proof for that?
Yeah, no I don't evidence. Know, man. Either way, man. Ravens. What are we talking about the Ravens, man? They going to Super Bowl? They beat Kansas City?
I think they're running
I think
over.
This year
bro, they're playing Kansas the Bills. What the fuck?
I mean, no, well, they go to the Bills, yeah. KC.
Yeah, I think they're going
to. They have to beat KC. Eventually.
I don't know why.
I don't think Bills are that crazy. Bills.
I don't think they're that crazy.
Bills are good, too, though.
It's a battle of the MVP.
Yo, to be honest, the Bills could low-key win that game because, yo, the Ravens secondary, a little bit touch of suspect, yo.
But I swear, y'all were saying the division game last week. What happened?
Shit, bro, I don't know, man.
Steelers. What happened? What happened to your boy, bro?
Steelers suck, bro.
Well, no. Don't just say that. Because when I say that, I'm switch up. What happened to your team?
The Bills are favored.
What happened to the Steelers being nice this year? Did I say the Steelers were going to Super Bowl?
Did you say they're going to be nice this year, though?
Mutter those words.
Did you say
hot take for the Steelers? They need to fire Mike Tomlin or trade him.
Probably.
He's a problem.
You sure about that?
Yo, he's gonna end. He's gonna end his career above 500 every season, though.
What the fuck does that matter?
A lot of coaches can't say the same.
Sometimes stats are better than winning.
Does your team have either of those though?
Damn.
Stats or winning. I'm just asking a question, bro. I ain't no beef, bro.
What are you talking about, bro? Why are you attacking me, bro?
Yo, it wasn't even an attack. It was just a question.
I don't understand. I was talking
He thought you were slying him.
Yeah, what
by
the
saying
fuck?
That stats are better than winning.
Obviously, I was just joking with the nigga. Like, obviously, I didn't
He thought you were trying to throw a slick comment at him, and he took. That's how he took it.
How does this apply to me, bro?
What?
How does this apply to me, though? Why? How's this slick job to me? What are you referring to?
Nothing,
what are you
bro,
referring
nothing.
To? Just be specific.
I'm just throwing that out there, bro.
Well, just be specific.
Sometimes stats are better than winning.
What stats?
Oh.
Are you still on the Eli Manning shit, bro? I think you should retire that one, bro.
To some people, stats are better than winning sometimes, bro. No way that just happened.
No, that's offense ball always. Yeah. Always offense ball stuff. But yo, either way.
I don't know.
The Ravens beat the Bills or no?
Bills are favorite right now.
I think the Bills might win that
Bills
game.
Bills are at home, no?
They're 1-point favorites, yeah.
Josh Allen's kind of fucked, yo. He's fucked.
He played nice.
It's going to be a good
best
game.
Quarterback in the league?
Nah. Yo, Patrick Mahomes is the best quarterback. Patrick Mahomes is the best quarterback.
Don't you say
Mahomes? Lamar or Josh Patrick Allen?
I'd say close, Josh.
Man. I'd rather have Josh Allen.
I'd say Josh just because of playoff performance.
Lamar snapped, though, bro.
He did snap, but we need to see it
but
more.
But he does that. He's been snapping for years.
I'm gonna be real. This season he's been looking different, but yo, we got
his stats in the playoffs are not that great. But this year he looks different.
This is time to prove himself.
Is Zay gonna be back next week?
Maybe.
That's a big loss.
Still, bro, you run the ball 13 straight times and you can't get stopped. That's a problem.
They also got lucky with Rashad Bateman.
But yo,
it's a solid receiver.
He's good.
Def.
Chill, I need Rashad. 10 more receiving yards.
No. Why you always need that one dumb shit at the end?
It's always the dumb shit, bro. The dumb shit's what hits.
That's what money is at still. But anyways, yo. They ran 13 straight times and he can't stop playing.
You know why I took it? Because I took when I originally took it, it's like he got that in the first play.
Yeah, yeah. They're gonna give it back to
him. And the crazy part with that stat, that's between Lamar and Derrick Henry. It's not even Derrick Henry alone.
Yeah, what was it? 250 yards?
Yeah. Between both of them.
Do you think they're gonna be able to do that again, though, against Buffalo and Kansas City, though?
We'll see.
I don't know about Kansas City, but
you can say that you can say that about any team though. Like, are they gonna be able
any
to
any good no, team? The thing is, any though, good it, defensive it team.
Are you gonna be able to do that every game?
I think it creates attention though.
I think Baltimore needs to hope that KC gets bounced before they have to play up.
You already know Bills right now are game planning. Yo, Derrick Henry's gonna get the ball, RPOs.
So we did they're not begging bounced by Houston, man.
We also did say the Chargers had no chance of losing that game.
Yeah,
we did.
No, this is not the same.
But that's it's not the same.
KC, bro, come on.
I ain't even argue that.
You were just on, man. Fuck CJ Stroud mode, bro.
Yeah, we were.
Rex Ryan said that too. See what he said?
What?
He's like, they were talking about that matchup, and he's like, yeah, that's a bye for the Chargers. It's basically a bye.
So why you don't listen to Rex Ryan?
Rex Ryan's been wrong for a lot of shit.
Ryan's in the locker room. He's like, oh, we a bye, right?
Yo, they give them. You give a team.
Yeah, give them some incentive, bro. Give them some juice and shit.
I thought that was Joe Mixon.
No, he said it first, and then Joe Mixon was saying it.
I've seen him on live smoking cigar. These guys, though, it's like you just won a wild card game, bro.
It's a big win, though.
They had the juice, though, man.
Roll out the cigars for a fucking wild.
That's how you know you guys are losing next week.
Yeah,
smoking a cigar.
Pinnacle of your season,
bro. Pinnacle of your season.
They probably know, like, yeah, it's our Super Bowl.
But they brought the juice and the Chargers didn't, man. I mean, early on, the Chargers did look like they're going to win that game, though. When Derwin James was moving forward.
They started getting field goals. That's when I knew something was up.
Oh, like, bro, but they've been doing that. They kept getting field goals.
That shit don't win playoffs, bro.
That shit that Sonny's talking about, they've been doing that all season.
That's like Broncos, bro.
Yeah,
Broncos been doing all season.
Sum up with Herb, yo. What do you mean? He had a great year.
Over 200.
Oh. Oh. Yeah, no, they... Yeah, he played a good season.
Bro, yeah,
he did play a good season.
Wait, second best rookie?
Yeah, for sure.
Second best? What? Jaden
won?
Jaden won.
I think Bo Nix has played
and
better.
Look
at how he's playing right now, bro. He's snapping.
Jaden Daniels moves like he's not a rookie.
It's a better team.
It's rookie of the year.
You think Washington's a better team?
Yeah.
Denver has a better defense.
It's close, yo.
It's really close.
That one's close. I think Washington's offense is obviously better.
Is that Sutton who just, like, Bo Nix pulled him out the grave pretty much?
Still. That guy was actually laying there six feet deep.
Marvin Mims. Who the fuck is that guy all of a sudden?
Yeah. That guy's a speedster, bro. Man, so no.
That's Sean Payne, though.
He's not, huh?
That's Sean Payne, though.
Yeah.
I mean, they all work together.
Nah, Sean Payne's the one who
resurrected that shit.
Wanted to draft Bo Nix and put the time in to develop him. A couple more years,
they'll be all right. They get maybe one more.
We'll see, bro. I already know, like, who's coming up the window, though.
Sorry?
This draft isn't that crazy.
Fuck that.
Who's coming out the window?
I think we're about to make a turn here.
Mike Vrabel.
Oh, yeah. Hey. Happy for
that's
you guys,
that's a fucking
though.
Big pickup,
happy
man.
For you
hey,
guys.
Here we are, man. We're getting back to the legendary trend.
Did Jerron Mayo dirty, though?
They did,
fuck
though.
Fuck Jerron Mayo.
Why, though? Dirty. You were just saying you needed his mail, bro.
That's the way you.
I've never said
you
that.
You said that on actual never camera, bro.
No, you're capping.
You said all
you're
you need.
Like you usually do. That's what you usually do.
You said,
so, you know, keep doing it.
There's videos of you saying all we need is mayonnaise.
Just stop.
Okay, Devin, now I'm not tweaking.
Now you're not tweaking.
Now I'm not
first
tweaking.
You were tweaking.
I was tweaking at
first
beginning.
First you were just tweaking.
Yeah, but I recanted.
You just tweaking. now you don't want to tweak, huh?
No, you did say all you needed was mayonnaise, bro.
Get out of here.
That's an insane just comment.
Yo, bro, I'm going to pull up the clip, bro.
Just get it. Yo, pull up whatever you want, bro.
I'm just saying, though.
Pull up whatever you want, bro.
I'm going to pull up the clip, though. It's just like, why are you denying it right now?
Would have been my ticket hit right there. That was McMillan.
Brandon, Sonny, why are you ignoring me now?
What? Even if I did say that, it's out of context. You're trying to say it out of context.
I'm not trying to be gay, bro.
Oh yeah, okay. You're not trying to be gay.
You're always trying to be gay. That's weird, bro.
You just said you're not trying to be gay, bro.
What do you mean?
I said you're always trying to be gay.
I wasn't. No, it's really.
But yo, to be honest, I thought Mia was gonna be good.
But why did you guys do him that dirty though?
Because he fucking look what he did.
To do that, see that's
look at what he did.
That's what an organization.
He played like shit.
They see that change needs to be made. And they fucking make it.
He played like shit. He costed us the first round. What the fuck? And there's Vrabel there who wants to be on our team. What are we gonna do? Keep him there? Like y'all do with Nick Sirianni? Fuck that shit.
Nick Sirianni has.
Oh, now you like him. Now you like him.
Do you want to know?
Costing us the first pick was fucked still.
Now you like Nick
Sirianni. It's not gonna matter with Vrabel.
You see his winning percentage?
You guys still gonna get good picks.
And his winning percentage? That sounds like
how to build a team, bro. You built Tennessee to like.
Yeah, I'm surprised they fired him.
What pick do we have now? Fourth, fifth?
Well, fourth.
They had a couple. But you know what happens when you have a couple bad seasons?
We're not getting Travis, no.
We could.
Who was first? Not Giants?
Not Tennessee, then Giants, then somebody else. So
Tennessee is definitely going to take
a quarterback. Shador. Nine.
I don't even think they take Shador. What's the other guy?
Cam Ward.
Cam Ward.
Cam Ward's low-key shit, yo.
What's
up, bro?
Cam Ward.
I know you don't even watch.
From Miami, they're talking about the guy.
I know you don't even watch college, so I don't even want to hear shit from you,
the nonchalant football player?
Yo, bro, last time you talked about college, you said Bo Nix was black. So I don't want to hear a damn thing about you.
He had a spray tan.
When it comes to college, bro.
He had a spray tan, bro. In the picture.
No, but Cam Ward's nice, bro.
You think he's better than Shador?
Yeah, I think so.
I don't watch college. I've only seen Shador.
I think Cam Ward's better.
So. I've only seen highlights of both, but yo, I just thought Shador was nicer, to be honest. That's all I can
You
say.
Just think that because he looks so nonchalant, bro.
It's because of prime time, man. He likes Deion.
Deion's a good coach.
Just be honest.
He's turned around the Buffs.
But the Nick Sirianni stat, what was that again? He has a good winning percentage?
He has a great winning percentage.
Yeah, that sounds like a Mike Tomlin stat. Next.
Damn.
But he's been in the Super Bowl, too.
How long, bro?
Mike Tomlin.
Two years ago?
Yeah, how long ago, bro?
2 years.
Wait, are you talking about Mike Tomlin? Or?
I'm talking about Nick Sirianni.
Okay, yo, you think there's not better coaches out there than Nick Sirianni?
I'm just saying.
You're telling me Mike Vrabel was your coach, yeah?
I was really hoping we got Mike Vrabel, to be honest.
Ben Johnson? Whatever, bro. Better options than...
You guys interviewed Ben Johnson on Friday.
Yeah.
And Mike Vrabel on Saturday. And fucking hired him right after. That's crazy.
Yo, you know how... Like,
Josh McDaniels, man. He coming.
The secondhand embarrassment of Caleb getting a text.
How do you fall for that?
How
the fuck do you fall for that, bro?
Hey, have you ever seen those scams? It's like...
Yo, hold up, though. I don't know about
that. Just sounds like a sophomore slump.
College kids texted Caleb.
Yeah.
For some reason, they got his number, and they're saying that, yo, this is Ben Johnson. I'm going to take the job for Chicago. Just wanted to let you know first.
But if you read the message, it's like, hey, this is Ben Johnson.
He's like, what? No way.
Looking for Ben? That's
literally yeah, we're going to... Do great things next year. He's like, oh man, I can't wait.
He's like, yeah, we're gonna turn shit
and then
around.
And then they FaceTimed him and he answered the phone to his two kids. He's like, oh,
dude, that's actually the most hilarious troll I've ever heard in my life. Like that,
man, that just sounds like a sophomore slump incoming, man.
Fuck.
What are you talking about, bro?
I'm just playing.
Yo, pull up.
I'm just joking.
Do one little
bro.
Experiment for me. Pull up Lamar, Josh Allen, Jalen Hurts. Pull up all their rookie years and compare them.
Anything else, bro?
Just do that. Just
put the fries
are you trying to compare them? Are you really trying to do this to Caleb now?
No, just do that.
You're trying to compare them to those guys?
Just do that, bro.
You're trying to compare them to those guys?
Just do that.
If you compare them to those guys, we're going to compare them to those guys next year.
All right, let's do that then.
Yo, why do you do this yourself, bro? Like, why do you?
If we get Ben Johnson, I'll compare them to fucking anybody.
You're not getting
bro.
Ben Johnson. Oh,
I don't think anybody wants to go to that franchise, bro.
Ben Johnson wants to go there.
I don't
know. No, he doesn't. He's
talking to the Raiders right now, bro.
I think he's
new emerging front runners.
We already talked to him. That's why.
So.
It's not a good sign.
Like, I don't get.
It's not. He went and talked to the Bears, and he's like, you know what? Let me go talk to the Raiders.
Like, I swear, Vrabel like only talked to us. I don't even know.
And he wants that position like Bill Belichick. And you know who's
gonna
give him
that? There.
You know who's gonna give him that? Tom Brady's gonna give him that.
Tom Brady. Is he part owner now?
Yep.
Yeah.
Warner.
Yo, I'm gonna be real, yo. I don't know if like y'all are really confident that Ben Johnson is gonna work out, but are we sure?
I think
we're not sure, but we've seen the history of offensive coordinators go head coach.
Like, who's the fucking Arizona one? That guy.
Cliff Kingsbury?
No. Well, him too. No, the one that they have right now.
Did you guys?
He's not that bad.
Who's the coach? Oh, Jonathan Gannon?
They're shit, bro.
Yeah, he should.
He did turn them around from being even more shit, though.
Who was that fucking guy on, he was the Eagles coach?
Frank Reich. Yeah.
How did that turn out?
Yeah, and for the Colts, yeah, he got fired the next season.
Every fucking every team, bro. Every team that got away.
Who else did you guys in?
Yeah, you know you was fucking with Frank Reich,
Ron Rivera, too.
Frank Reich was
He
nice.
Was a guy. He was a guy.
We what? Thought he was going to be nice.
Yeah. Weren't you guys looking for Ron as a head coach at the beginning of the Colts?
Yeah.
But, yo, that's what I'm saying. Like, yo, you never actually know how this.
Even McDaniels, though.
Don't yeah.
forget about Josh McDaniels. He's like the legend of doing that shit.
Nah, but, yeah. See, that's the thing. Josh McDaniels was always with Brady, so I would credit that more to Belichick and Brady.
That's not what people thought at the time.
Yeah,
though,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
It's hard to tell.
But nah, look at Ben Johnson's offense, bro. That shit is on crack.
But yo, the thing is, you're a head coach, though.
It's different.
A play calling head coach is very different still.
Like, yo, you could be a good play caller.
But Matt LaFleur does it. Like, these guys.
I'm not saying it doesn't work out. I'm not saying it doesn't work out.
50-50.
But we'll see.
There's
like,
just
yo,
a chance of failing.
I feel like Vrabel.
I guess there's always a chance of failing.
Vrabel was the best pick just because of, yo.
Vrabel is 100%.
I'm surprised he got fired from Tennessee.
They're
that
idiots,
was crazy.
Bro.
Yeah, they had a couple bad franchise. Seasons. Yeah, they are a poverty fan.
You fucking lucky even getting him, man.
Vrabel is a good guy. And he played for the Pats, bro. That's like crazy.
Yeah. Players, coaches, they seem to always have success, though, a lot, except for Gerard Mayo.
Yeah, but you can't really judge that because he was like thrown into the situation.
It's a bad situation.
To be honest, bro.
It was just like just for this year.
But like, why did he one just, year? Why did he get fired that quickly though? Like
they had to upgrade. Bro.
Is a pick? You Mike not Vrabel,
was he that bad though?
It was the pick.
It wasn't even that. It was like, yo, if you have a chance to get Mike Vrabel instead of keeping Gerard Mayo, hoping he develops, you're gonna take the.
But was it him though, or was it just the pick?
There's also a rumor about him playing cards or some shit on the plane and watching.
I don't know about the picture. Was that actually serious? Like the whole team was mad at that.
I'd be mad.
You don't even need the first because you don't need a quarterback.
Yeah, exactly.
Like seven. So
you get at least
seven.
Two picks out of that.
You're gonna get.
But you could trade it.
Yeah.
You trade that. That's value.
You trade it. You trade that to a team that's dying for a quarterback, bro.
You trade that. Your Raiders? Raiders would have traded for that.
Yeah, we got DJ Moore off of some shit like that.
Yeah, do exactly what y'all did. Yeah, that's stupid.
We got AJ Brown off that, bro. We got AJ Brown from a first round pick.
Yeah, but that was just like a fleece.
But it wasn't a first overall.
It wasn't a first overall. It was like a
first overall pick.
It was like an 18th.
Swimming with that, man.
Yeah. That's gold.
You have so much power.
That's gold.
What do you think? We shouldn't have fired Mero?
I just didn't know if the team was that, like, the team was missing that many pieces or he was that bad of a coach.
You think us firing Vrabel?
No, it's not. But that's Mayo. When you were firing, do you know that you're always hiring the next guy? Like, did you, when
they were
Mayo was fired, did we say Vrabel, oh, yeah, he's
I think
for sure
they knew
going
Vrabel
there.
Vrabel was available before doing that, though.
It's looked pretty obvious.
And they looked at the options. Like, they're looking at the options on the
Ben
market.
Johnson.
Ben Johnson, Vrabel.
Yeah.
I would personally rather have that.
Okay. I get what you're saying still. It's like, all right, listen, we gamble and get rid of Mayo and we're going to get something better.
Yeah.
Yeah, no matter what.
They probably already talked to Vrabel beforehand.
Yeah.
For sure. Because that was quick process.
But do you guys think Mayo did that bad, though?
I think he
does. Does he not deserve another head coaching position?
He does. I think he does deserve another
coach. Yeah, like get chance? Another shot. Everybody gets a shot. Because,
you know, usually head coaches get at least two seasons. You know, first season is whatever, get accustomed to their culture, and then second season is what they show. But...
Yeah, bro, we have the quarterback to build on. I'm not saying he's the guy, but like at least to build on.
Oh, just give him a shot too, right?
Man. We have Gonzo. You know, we have like some pieces. Now we're going into it's. I think it was more of a risk thing. Like, all right, do we risk another year with Mayo, or we go out get a fucking proven coach? We already have the quarterback.
Exactly.
We have the cap space.
It's like, yo, did they want to sit in another year of trying to rebuild in that? Half rebuild, half go get it.
And everybody's on that super quick rebuild.
And now we have a four. Yeah. Now we have a fourth overall pick. Like, yo, we should.
And the free agency market is a little bit more comfortable. Looking at the team, saying this. Look, we
got a lot of good players.
A solidified coach.
Yeah.
People are gonna look at our team and be like, all right, yo, they got Vrabel. They got a quarterback.
Stable.
Yeah. Like T, better fucking sign with us.
I don't think so. He's talking. They're talking about like
taking
one for the team.
Yeah.
Over to
in Cincinnati,
stay together. They really want to stay together.
They should.
They
do
should.
That. They should do that. That's what they should.
Call
do.
Me up.
That's how great teams get ruined, bro.
They're a defense away, bro.
Literally.
Defensive coordinator.
Yeah.
Come on, bro. That was crazy. Yeah. Literally, one defensive coordinator from actually being extreme.
Look what Vic Fangio did, bro. Yeah, gotta give that guy credit.
Yeah, I need three more games, though, bro.
Y'all see any All Pro snubs?
Yeah.
Which one?
Jalen Johnson.
Bro, Derek Stingley had the fucking like a career.
That guy's on the AFC.
Yeah, Derek Stingley.
Oh yeah, sorry.
Yeah. Oh wait. We're talking about All Pro. Sorry.
Yeah, so it doesn't even matter. Yeah. Derek Stingley is.
But
the guy don't know. This season, just this season, bro.
Humphrey.
Stats wise,
Marlon Humphrey.
It's close.
I feel like it should have been PS2, Jalen Johnson, and Gonzo.
Didn't Gonzo make it?
No, man.
Yeah, he did.
Second team, no, or no, not at all.
He made an All Pro team.
Did he make second? Yeah, I think he made second.
If you give him second, bro. Fuck Derek Stingley had a great year, though.
There's not three. Okay, yeah, Stingley.
Stingley, I think, deserved it. I don't know about the other guys.
They were close.
Gonzo should have. They probably Gonzo should have been over. Younger and like Gonzo should have been over Humphrey, man. Humphrey didn't have that good.
Yeah. Marlon Humphrey.
He didn't have that good of a season, bro.
I'm sorry. I must have missed that Marlon Humphrey's a first team all pro. He is not enough first team all pro.
So you didn't even know the all pro list?
No, I just missed that one.
Yeah. He's a first team all pro, bro.
He's not.
Yeah. They fucked up with that.
I agree on that snub 1,000%. PS2, you got to leave there because he actually had a great season.
I don't know about the playoffs, though.
Was playing against Josh Allen.
Come on, bro. You are defending the receiver. Yeah.
Great corners do shut them down.
You're defending Mac Hollins?
It's crazy.
That guy walks around barefoot to the game, man.
But yo, that's how he gets grounded.
Sit on his lap, then.
What the fuck is that? What the fuck is that, though? Honestly, like, how could you say that?
Sit on his ground, bro.
Like, sit on his ground. That was a pick six. But yo, oh, man.
But yeah, he was second team.
That's second team's good though.
Fuck this.
Derrick sophomore second team, bro. Sophomore.
Yeah, good. But Saquon.
Like, so yeah,
that's understandable.
Who are Eagles playing next?
It depends.
On this game, right?
It depends on both games.
Yeah.
And Vikings too.
Yeah.
So let's say Vikings and Commanders win.
We play Vikings,
bro. They're gonna face the Lions in this conference, unless they shit the bed.
Never know. Vikings might show up in the conference.
I don't know, bro. After I saw Sam Darnold was moving last week, bro, I don't trust none of that shit. Rams might even sneak that shit tomorrow.
Yeah, low key.
Yeah, you better wish. Rams is more dangerous, bro. Yeah. Rams could pull.
Sean McVay when he has a cooked up game plan.
Got Cooper Kupp.
Yeah.
Puka is a demon.
Like Kyren?
Yeah, it's Puka before Cooper, no.
Puka is a demon.
Like any day, they could just get off the bus and just decide to win that day.
But that's the thing with Matt Stafford, bro. Yeah. Always plays like a dog.
But yo, Cooper Kupp, honestly, probably had the best season a receiver has ever had in the history of the NFL, bro.
Last season, right?
No, that triple crown year.
2021?
Yeah, like that was insane. So yo, he's now in the playoffs. You know he's going to cook, bro.
Yeah, I think he's finally healthy, too.
This guy's different, bro.
Yeah, bro, that's the poison I'm talking about, though, still.
No, can you don't tea.
Yo, they're thinking of making some playoff seeding changes, though.
Seeding?
Yeah.
Seeding.
So, like, you win your division, you get a guaranteed playoff spot, but then...
I thought that was just talked about on the...
They're thinking about making a change.
They have to, bro. You can't have a 12-5. What is it, 13? What was it?
13-4.
Like, they want... All right. Your wins decide the seeding, but if you win the division, you automatically make the playoffs. But it doesn't mean you get a first.
Even if you're leading your division with 9-8,
you get a spot.
You get a spot.
But your seating would be lower.
Yeah, exactly. You'd be like last.
I get it. I get that.
They should also change their draft system.
I disagree with that, though.
It
should be lottery like NBA. Yeah.
Nah, man. Bro, yes. You have the shittest record. You should get the first, bro.
You can't tank for it then, bro.
I mean, they do, though.
Philly still did it.
It's not as... What?
The 76ers still did. They did that for years.
And then trusted the process.
Yeah.
Yo, they do it. You get what? Shit, what process. Is it, like a 7% chance more of getting the first?
It worked. Even bro, look at the Spurs, though. Wasn't Wemby off a lottery, too? And weren't they the shittest team in the league?
Yeah, but they were actually ass. Who the fuck did the Spurs have?
Okay, but Tennessee's actually ass. They deserve the first pick overall.
Yeah, they were getting it regardless.
Do you know what I mean, though? Like, you don't think they deserve that?
I would say, like...
And look at the teams. Like, we should have tanked, and we fucking did it. Like, I don't even know
Teams are going to do that anyways.
But then the Giants had the first pick, and then they won.
You prevent the tanking with at least do it for, like, okay, worst five teams. Worst five teams.
That's fair.
Now it's split.
But yo...
Now it's split.
But what if you're 1-16?
20%.
You don't think they...
Yeah, 1-16.
What if you're 1-16, though? And yo, your team sucks. It seems ass. And well, they gave it, and then they gave it to the guy who's 4-13.
Yeah, but at least you'll be in the top five.
Maybe top four is fair.
Yo, I've never really seen a team tank that bad in the NFL.
Yeah, teams so think about it, don't.
Like, bro, don't they get investigated in both the NBA like, and...
Chiefs benched literally the whole fucking team so Bengals wouldn't make the playoffs, bro. And also to stay healthy.
That wasn't tanking, bro.
But this, what I'm saying is, like, would they not investigate that? It's the same shit.
But they did that
purposefully losing a game.
It's pretty fried.
They didn't purposely lose. They purposely didn't play
that
game.
They benched their players. But you have a right to do that. They were playing for absolutely nothing.
Yo, if those guys, if the Chiefs bench was actually good and they won that game, then it would have been whatever. The tampering that's fucked up. The tampering that's fucked up is when Dallas tanked a couple years ago. Dallas Mavericks at the end of their season with Kyrie and Luka, and they sat out those last few games with.
Yeah, they do it in the NBA more, bro.
The NBA's fucked with it because like they have so many games. You could just rip off a 10-game losing streak and be the worst team in the league towards the end of the season.
I don't like the playoff thing, though.
What?
I don't think they should make that change.
You don't?
Yeah, I think it's...
The seeding thing. It's tradition, man.
I think it makes it better the way it is.
Yeah, it's just making it makes it more suspense and shit.
But yo, it is tough like being a 13-win team. Chance, it's tough being a 13-win team, though, and having to go on the road. Like
you win deserve... your division! That's why that's why we care so much about division.
That is true, though. That's why division games are so important. But like, bro...
Like, bro, we don't even know... We don't even know the divisions in the NBA, but like, bro.
Look at the Texans,
but if
bro.
You still win the division and guaranteed a playoff spot, that's still big. You still have to win your division.
Yeah, but getting that home field.
Yeah.
Man, there's something about it.
In the NFL, home field advantage is real.
Yeah. The NBA is real too, still though. No rap cap, but like it's real.
The reason why I don't think they should change it is because why fix something that's not broke? Like, yeah. What's broke? What? Because the Vikings, we're supposed to feel sorry for the Vikings?
Yeah, fuck them.
Win your fucking division.
Bro, fuck any team in the
They
playoffs,
had a chance
bro,
to win yeah, the, they had a chance to win their division and be first.
Exactly.
And they lost.
And they lost.
That is true, though. So they really did have the chance, though.
It's and you know even... what? It was Amon-Ra St. Brown who was complaining about that.
Yeah.
What?
Before the game even started, about the seeding thing. He's the one who brought it up.
Yeah, I don't think...
Like, he was the one who's complaining saying, about it?
Yeah. Like, how 14-win team shouldn't... Be in
playing
wild card.
Listen, I remember that one year when the Seahawks made it 7-9-1.
Yeah, it was insane.
And then the Beastquake happened.
Yeah, but even when you think about it for real, like I look at Detroit this year, I see why Amon-Ra might have complained because they have been the best team in football. Imagine if the best team in football this year got fifth pick just because they lost one game.
That's your fault, bro.
If they're the best team, then they'll
win, bro.
Yeah, win all still, of it.
But I get his complaint though.
I mean,
they came out and they performed, so I can't even say.
Yeah.
They did their job. I can't even say anything really.
But, yo, that was the whole suspense of the year. We're like, wow, Minnesota, like, they're the fifth seed. Like,
but they're not as good as Detroit, though, the reality.
Yeah.
Yeah. But whatever. I mean, that is what it is. Detroit getting healthy, though, man. They looked damn.
What?
That's some bullshit, bro.
What about Detroit? What about Detroit? What about Detroit?
You motherfuckers want some close ass games though. Commanders.
No, we're talking about Detroit being
Detroit.
Healthy.
Are they getting healthy, bro?
They're gonna be a problem, bro. Hutchinson comes back.
Not Hutchinson, bro.
So fucked. It's so fucked, bro. Like, what are you even supposed to say?
I give you visas with you, bro.
I'm not switching. Eagles are beating.
You are switch up.
I'm just saying.
You're not switch up?
What'd I switch up?
You're on? Not switch up.
What'd I switch up on?
You almost fought this guy over Detroit.
This exact comment that you just said.
Yeah, oh, his exact one.
You literally went from saying, they're hurt. They're pretty shit. They're not going to go anywhere.
No. They're not going to beat the Eagles.
You put some pressure on Jared Goff?
They're beatable.
They are beatable, though. But they are healthier.
Good twist.
They are healthier, though. I did say they were hurt. They are getting healthy.
Beyblade twist.
Yo, two things are allowed to be right, bro. Two things are allowed to be right.
You know. The thing is, you can't lie to us. You can't lie to yourself. You know how your energy was that day.
I hope you have to play them.
We will.
You know how your energy was that day. We'll play them in Motor City, bro. You were about to jump out the window and be like, you guys are fucking retarded for thinking the Eagles can't beat Detroit.
I still think you guys are zapped for thinking the Detroit Lions.
See, you're crazy.
I'm standing on that.
This is what I'm saying. He wins one playoff game, and now he thinks he won the Super Bowl.
How, bro?
I just have crazy.
No, I just have confidence, bro. This is not crazy.
Call it that. It's
arrogance.
It's not. Yeah. They're a good team, though. I ain't taking nothing away from them.
You will. You will find a way to take some.
I'm giving them all their credit, bro. They are a great team. They were the best team in football throughout the regular season. The best team. Number one. Number one team.
I don't know what he said, bro. Yo, I don't know what.
You know what's so crazy?
You were literally not saying that
like 2 weeks ago.
Fam.
That's crazy.
I'm saying the Eagles will beat them, but they had the best regular season.
That's crazy.
All right, bro. I don't even know. I'm so lost now. Like, I don't even know.
Chiefs.
It's like a different timeline so I'm in right now. Bro. That's what the fuck he's saying.
Chiefs had a subpar regular season.
This guy wants to get at me for say Packers will win the Super Bowl.
Yo. Bro, why
just,
don't you?
Just two weeks ago, you're saying, yeah, yo, DJ. How dare you say DJ is not
to
beatable?
Do is reverse mush right now because you know that you might have to play them and you're like, you know what? They're actually good. Listen, just in case.
Oh my gosh. Just the fact that we're going to beat them doesn't mean they're shit.
Crazy words, yo.
I'm not saying they're shit. I'm saying we will beat them. Yo, why is that so hard to understand?
Just switch up. That's all we're saying, bro. You switched up.
What did I say 2 weeks ago?
They're not that great. They're hurt. I don't know why you guys think they're so good. And all of a sudden, they're good. We'll just beat them. I'm not saying they're not good.
The best team in football, you say.
And during the regular season.
Number one.
During the regular season.
You were not saying that 2 weeks ago, bro.
I wish I had.
You were not. Don't they check the tapes? You were not saying that.
I wish I had a good enough recall to be like exactly what he said.
Brother, all I'm saying is.
You were not saying they were the best team, bro.
They were, during the regular season, the best
team. Now you were saying that. Now, Jeff, that's the thing.
The players got to play, though.
Reverse karma.
What the fuck are you talking about?
This guy moves different, bro.
How do I move, bro?
Slimy as fuck, bro.
That's not winning you shit. Because their coach is disgusting. All their coaches are disgusting.
Brother,
their players are disgusting.
I still think we'll beat them.
Okay. That's not what we're talking about.
But during the regular season, their offense was really very potent.
It's going
to be a good
matchup. Really well. See Vic Fangio versus Ben Johnson.
Bro, that guy's headed somewhere else, bro. He's thinking about his next job.
Are you crazy?
No. You guys are distracting the dude.
It happens to every coach, bro. What do you want? Every good coordinator that happens to them.
Yeah.
What are you saying?
They get interviews during the playoffs.
Why is that going to fuck with his head, bro? This is his main job to call plays.
He's busy.
All right, bro. Just like how Eagles are holding the cards close to their chest.
Very close.
Yeah.
Tight.
That was insane,
they're holding
bro.
Them tight, bro.
Nah. Can't believe you said all that shit with a straight face. And you know what? I wouldn't have even said anything today if you weren't acting the way you were last week with me. When I said that Jordan loves shit. When I said, I thought they were good. Now they're not going to win the Super Bowl. You're like, yeah.
Bro, my
point. Yeah, you're just saying that 2 weeks ago, bro.
My point will always remain the same. Eagles will beat them. That's the main point of everything that I'm saying.
We'll see about that.
Yeah, but you were saying you guys are crazy for thinking they're the best team in the NFC.
No. The only thing that I can affirmatively say that I switched up on was they were hurt and shit. That I switched up on.
And shit.
And shit.
Now all of a sudden they're the best team.
Now they're the best team. You saw Anzalone. That's all it took. Saw Anzalone running around.
Anzalone's back.
Bro, he was flying around the field, bro. He looked fucked. The guy has a broken arm, and he was doing that shit.
What do you expect from the Detroit Lions, man? Their coach said he's biting kneecaps,
he's
man.
He's rookie of the year, fam.
That could have been a problem if they stopped him there.
Yeah.
Y'all should have drafted him, yo.
Y'all fucked up, to be honest.
Caleb is fine, bro.
I don't know about fire.
You guys are acting like he played fucking horrendously bad.
No, just
that's a
to
sack
get...
all day.
1,000%.
Caleb?
What?
That's so Caleb ain't getting away from that bro. Caleb. Yo, Jaden's been doing this all season, bro.
Caleb has the most broken sacks, even though he's the most
sacked. Yeah,
because
he's always sacked.
Yeah, that's not him, bro.
That is him, bro.
He's getting sacked there for sure.
94 would have been on top of him.
Yo, Jaden's been doing that,
if it was him, then he wouldn't be the most sacked quarterback.
You know what?
After this, you're going to get a blocked field goal, and then you're going to cut to Caleb on the bench like this.
Yo, real question, though. Do you think Jaden's better than Caleb? Like, just real question.
I don't think he's going to be, but yeah, this season he is.
Okay.
Oh, now we're with potential.
Yo, we're actually the worst, bro.
At least I can say at this current moment, he is better, not for his fucking potential.
Damn. But what? You just said it's for his potential, though.
You just said it's for
eventually, I think.
That's potential.
Yeah, but why? But why, though?
That's potential.
Bro. But why, though?
Because he had a good season, and when he has a good coach, instead of two different coaches, why will Caleb
be better in the future?
Because he's going to be a developed team like what Jaden Daniels has. He's going to have a developed team like what Jaden Daniels
has. So he's already fucking great.
He's not great, no.
Then how is he going to be better?
Isn't that potential, though?
It's potential, bro. He's trying to find a way out of it.
Like, actually, though. I'm not even trying to be...
He's trying to slither his way out of it. Like,
it's not potential. He already has, I think, the talent that surpasses...
Bro, you're scraping and scrambling, right?
No, I'm not, bro.
Slipping, scraping, and scrambling, bro. You're snakes. It's a bunch of S's.
Damn, that's how they're going to do this to you?
I feel like he's going to miss.
I feel like he's going to miss.
Nah, he's finna make it,
Who
bro.
Is this guy?
Gonzalez.
Fucking linebacker looking kicking ass motherfucker.
Hey, who started this trend with kickers getting these fried numbers, bro?
Sonny's all about that shit.
I'm not about those numbers.
Yeah, like receivers having
single digits. I think ever since they changed that, they've lost their mind. They should have kept it.
I agree with the receivers one. Those are tough.
Fuck that.
What's wrong with that?
You hate him, bro.
Nah, man, keep those numbers for the kickers and quarterbacks. 1 through 10.
You're telling me 8 doesn't look tough?
On what?
With Jacobs?
Nah, bro. What was he before? 28?
24. So he went 8 for Kobe.
I think go 1 to 50 for offense and then 50 to 100 for defense.
Like, bro, what's the defensive lineman doing wearing 10 and shit, bro?
It's right.
Okay, that looks
11?
That's different. Micah, I don't know. There's certain numbers that actually are okay.
So what are you talking about?
Yeah, but what's 10 though? Like what's 10? When I see a motherfucker pull up.
Who made 10? I haven't seen 10.
I've seen 10.
You ain't about Saul.
He made it though.
It doinked in.
Doinked in. Wow.
Damn.
So all you needed was the receiving, bro?
Yeah.
That's so whack.
No, that was a good season for Baker.
And I had a 2.5. So that's sad. That field goal would have won it for me.
No, that's bad, bro. Sorry, man.
Good year for Baker. Bad loss. Baker did his thing. I think it's time to revamp this offense or something.
Well, you'd get rid of Baker?
No.
Yo, I think they would have played. I mean, they lost Chris Godwin. I mean.
Yo, but it's getting stale, man.
Their defense sucks, bro. That's
Chris Godwin.
Would have made the biggest.
Holy fuck. Chris Godwin was a leading receiver.
Yo, he was. Until he got hurt.
Yo, why did you laugh like that, bro?
Touchdowns and yards.
Yo, I'm telling you, Chris Godwin offensively would have made the difference. But defensively, they're just...
Yo, he's coming off a fucked up injury.
Yo, their defense...
Wow, bro.
How did bounce off the front and go in?
That's crazy still.
Bro, man, I know you're getting flashbacks, Brandon.
I don't know why that couldn't just happen for us, bro.
That's crazy still.
That was against this guy?
That was a tough one, too.
Nick Foles. We're going to the Super Bowl that year. I don't care what anyone says.
Oh, yeah. We lost to the Saints that year. Corny-ass Saints. Who did the Saints lose to? The Rams.
Remember that?
Oh, missed call?
Yeah,
oh,
yeah.
We beat the Rams that year. If you guys remember vividly.
Right, bro. You were not winning shit with Mitchell Trubisky, bro.
He was playing good that season, bro. He was playing really good that season.
The delusion.
Do you know a list of quarterbacks that have 6 touchdowns?
Oh, my gosh.
Who do you think is the most delusional fan out of all of us?
Brandon's definitely the most. I'm second.
Why the fuck is hope and delusion combined, bro?
I don't know.
No, it's
I can't
not
be
hope.
Hopeful
it's
for my
hope.
Team, bro.
You're delusional, bro.
You're delusional.
How am I delusional?
You get Ben Johnson's changing everything.
You think the Bears are going to be great every single One piece damn that, year, bro?
I want
bro.
Them to be great, yes.
They were dog shit, bro.
You had so much hope for Mitchell Trubisky, Justin Fields, now Caleb Williams.
Like every time, it's always
Caleb
like,
Williams definitely surpassed him.
Bro, it's always
Jeff doesn't think so.
Jeff Justin doesn't Field? Watch enough.
Justin Fields,
why.
But it's always, yeah. It's always like we,
yo, it's hard
we
to,
got this. It's over.
You yeah. mean in Justin Fields' total career? Or
new coach,
year?
New coordinator, first new year. Receiver, new.
Yeah, first year he's done. He did whatever. Like he's not that bad for first year quarterback. But, yo, they were saying he was going to be goaded off the rip, bro.
They did say that.
You got to understand, brother. The expectations
were
different. Yeah,
but, bro, he's still a first overall pick, bro. So, rookie.
Bro, you do not give Jordan Love the same slack, though.
He was not a first overall pick rookie. Yo, coming chill, into the chill, league, chill. Bro.
What about so Jaden what? Daniels, though?
Yeah, he has a solid supporting cast.
CJ Stroud.
Tell me which quarterback has Caleb stats that has two different head coaches in the same season and two different offensive coordinators.
But they're, maybe you shouldn't have gotten them fired.
How is it his fault, bro?
Yeah, I'm convinced that the loss...
You started off 4-2, bro.
Hear me out. The loss to the Colts should have never have happened, bro.
The loss to the Commanders should have never happened.
That's two. That's two. The loss...
And that's on coaching.
The loss... Caleb didn't play garbage-ass shit. The first half of that Colts,
it doesn't matter.
Washington
game, the Washington game, he led the game winning drive.
It's like Jordan Love playing the good half of the season.
Yeah, but if Caleb played like three more like full games of football this year, we'd be having a different conversation.
They'd be in the playoffs,
bro. If they made four different coaching calls, they'd be in the playoffs.
Yo, chill, bro. He has to take some of the responsibility.
But there is also responsibility on the shitbox.
Yeah, it's shared. It's shared for sure,
and it's not all on Caleb.
It's shared, but yo, I feel like nobody gives Caleb any fucking slack, yo.
No.
I think he lacks poise, bro.
Wait, what? I think you got that wrong.
That's it for them?
They don't give him slack? They give him too much slack, is what you mean.
To be sacked 74 times and still have 50 broken sacks?
Dog, he was holding the ball for 6 and 7 seconds, bro. He has to get sacked.
He's got like zero pocket awareness, bro.
He does. You guys are crazy, bro. You definitely don't watch the games then.
We painfully watched the games, bro.
You're crazy.
Yeah, you know how it is.
I was a fan.
Pull up the stats and see how fast he was getting sacked, bro. From snap to sack.
The fact that you even have to make a stat like that.
From snap to sack? That's a real stat that a lot of quarterbacks are based on, bro.
Bro, you're telling me you haven't seen him hold onto the ball for 6 seconds and then get sacked?
Yeah, there's a lot of occasions like that, but that's maybe like 30% of the time, which is something he can work on because he's a rookie.
And maybe those snap to sack, some of those are like, yeah, maybe he will take those snaps. We're talking about the sacks where he's sitting there.
Yo, we've seen that a lot, though. It's not 30%, man.
It is, bro. Go look at the stats. There's real numbers to back it up, not your opinions. Your opinions are not facts, bro. I'm sorry.
So you've seen these numbers before?
Yes. Yeah, pull them up. That's why I'm telling you. 74 sacks total. He broke 50.
No. I don't know where to find how long he's holding the ball for, bro. Do you know where to find it?
You can. There's something called Google. It's a search engine.
Just type it up there.
It'll pull up every single stat you need from top to bottom.
Have you seen it before?
Yeah, I've seen it for different quarterbacks. Like, your offensive line is the number one offensive line in the league.
No, have you seen it for
Caleb?
You know
how long?
Hurts is still all right. Have you seen it? Even that good of a quarterback?
That's crazy. Have you seen it for Caleb already, his numbers?
I haven't seen it for Caleb, but I can tell based off being sacked 74 times, it's not hard to fucking put the two and two together.
I'm going to be real. Watching Jalen Hurts today with that pocket, I do not know how he doesn't have better numbers.
That offensive line
is amazing.
6 seconds till sack. Do you know how fucked that is? Compared to like 0.8, 1 second to sack, to pressure.
Is Jalen all right, yo?
Yeah.
Is that hope? Is that hope yes or is that real yes?
I mean, he's 13 for 22, 171 yards and 2 touchdowns. So it doesn't sound that bad to me.
Yeah.
Yeah. Saw 3 picks on the other side.
I'm not talking about, he had a bad game. He's not at Jalen Hurts' level,
though, bro. I don't know what you're talking about.
You were saying Jordan Love is better than Jalen Hurts earlier this year, bro. Did you switch up? It's fine. Yo, we've switched up a lot.
No.
We've done a lot of that lately as a group, bro. So it's fine. I'm not even gonna hate on you for that, bro.
He beat him. Like
twice.
Yeah, he beat him twice. Yeah.
So
even though he has a way better supporting cast. That we can agree with that.
We can agree.
We can 100%.
We can agree.
With that,
I'm just saying
Jordan Love has better coaching.
Yeah. But that's not too hard.
So you say Jordan Love.
There's a lot of coaches better than fucking Nick Sirianni.
Matt LaFleur is a top 10 coach, bro.
But what I'm saying is like, yo, you can put any coach. And like.
Not really. Who else? That's not a top 10 coach. Like, there's pretty good. Like, the candidates out there are pretty good.
Like, I think, obviously. Jonathan Gannon.
There's no snap? Oh.
Snap. You started that shit.
Yeah, he said there's no snap to sack snap.
That's a fucking good recovery, bro.
Great recovery. But yo, either way though, Jonathan Gannon, is that what you're about to say?
Bro, relax. You know your coach sucks. Just be honest.
Gannon could take a win.
Just be honest.
How, bro? Jonathan Gannon was under Nick Sirianni. And he left and he's shit.
He's not that shit.
He's shit, bro.
Arizona was more shit before him.
All right, so they went from 3-14 to 6-9. What are they now? 7-9?
They almost made the playoffs if Kyler Murray was an idiot.
And their division sucks. That's the only reason they almost made it.
So what, bro?
They suck.
To win your division.
Yeah.
Football
but,
is.
No, family, but they suck. I'm just saying. There's like, but who else? Okay, so we're going to go Dan Campbell. Right, obviously. We're
going to
go
O'Connell.
KOC. We're going to go
Matt LaFleur.
Matt LaFleur.
KOC,
bro. That's what they call him, yo. In the hood. So, I'm gonna keep going.
Dan Quinn.
Dan Quinn's a good coach. I'll give that.
DeMarco. What's his name?
D'Amico Ryans?
D'Amico Ryans, yeah.
Dude, chill. Do we even give Mike Vrabel? He's not a coach yet.
Yeah.
But he's not a coach yet.
Even as.
You say Sean Payton?
Free agent.
Sean Payton, yeah, 1,000.
Oh, are we just saying good coaches?
Todd Bowles.
What are we talking 100% about? 100% Todd Bowles. Are you crazy?
Look at what he had.
Are you talking about?
I don't know.
The coach is better than his coach.
Better than Nick Sirianni.
But we can check the winning percentage.
The Washington one, Dan Quinn.
What about Mike Tomlin?
Mike Tomlin's better. Tomlin. Yeah, he's getting true. He has a ring. Legacy-wise.
What? Bro, the guy can't do anything else.
You say
man.
Sean McVay?
No, McVay. We didn't. Sean McVay, yeah.
Your boy, who's Atlanta? Your boy Russell Wilson's coach.
Snyder?
Is that him? No.
Who's it nice?
Whoever that
Raheem
guy
Morris.
Is.
Raheem Morris.
Is he a better head coach than
Yeah.
How though?
Yeah. That's subjective. Don't even. Just what are you doing?
Okay, I'm just gonna read off like what Nick Sirianni's winning percentage. How could you?
Okay, he has a good winning percentage.
Doesn't that matter?
He got good players.
Doesn't that matter though?
One team
does
has
winning percentage not matter, Brandon.
One team has shit players.
Brandon.
Raheem Morris is very
Brandon.
New coach.
That's his first year, Sonny. Bro. It's his first year, bro.
You guys think that Raheem Morris is that great?
Kirk Cousins, bro.
Raheem Morris is a good Kirk defensive Cousins. Coordinator, bro. Is he a good head coach?
I mean,
coach?
He turned Atlanta around, so. Arthur Smith had that shit in the ground.
Yeah, so did Kirk Cousins.
Yeah,
but Raheem Morris was still winning with Kirk Cousins.
He actually unlocked Bijan's potential.
Harbaugh.
All the Harbaughs.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, both Harbaughs.
Both of them.
All of them.
Yeah,
all six of them. So,
that was
okay,
crazy, bro.
Okay, so all right, so then we're talking about a top 15 coach, right?
Oh, shit.
I don't know about that.
Nick Sirianni, we're at 11. You guys can name three more?
I can name three more. Let me just pull up the list.
How many teams are there in the league?
32.
He's not 15, bro.
Interesting.
No, that's
very interesting.
We could compare the winning.
Even if it's like 50% of the coaches in the league.
You could compare them.
That's pretty crazy.
But isn't it about wins, though?
But
Sean McDermott,
because of you,
Zach Taylor, Kevin Stefanski, Mike McCarthy.
He went to a Super Bowl winning percentage.
Yeah, sort of Nick Sirianni, and he has a better winning percentage than Zach Taylor. Zach Taylor's garbage, bro.
No, but he has a shit defense.
What the fuck is that? We had a shit defense. We had a shit defense up until this year.
Mike McDaniel.
Mike
Brian
DeBoer.
DeBoer.
They're not better coaches,
bro. Yeah, they are,
bro. He was good. He took Daniel Jones's.
Nah, now you guys are just
a playoff.
Y'all just naming niggas now, bro. Y'all in this name.
Mike McDonald.
Yeah.
No, he's not. He's a defensive coach.
He is, bro. So what if he's defensive?
Bro, he had a shit year with Seattle, bro.
Defensive
he had a shit year with Seattle, man.
No, he didn't. That's your boy, Gino.
They had a shit season together.
No, they marinated in a shit season. Be objective for once in your life.
I'm being objective, bro.
No, you're not.
You guys are tripping.
Mike McCarthy,
okay,
Kevin Stefanski, Sean Payton, Dan Campbell,
the Browns suck.
Andy That's Reed. Not his fault.
They've sucked for years.
That's
he hasn't
not
made
his
any
fault.
Changes. How is this guy a good coach?
He won Coach of the Year two times in a row, bro.
What
hold
are you
that.
Talking about, bro?
Hold that.
Jeff,
okay,
what about
Mike McDonald? What
he's
is Mike
better,
McDonald?
Bro.
What has he done? What has he done, Sonny?
He's still a new coach, too,
new
bro.
New coach, bro.
I don't even know who Mike McDonald coach
he's
is.
Seattle's,
Seattle's
coach.
Head coach.
What has he done this year's head coach?
Bro, you're with literally a third-string quarterback making
bro.
It somewhere.
How did you guys say Zach Taylor's a better coach, bro?
Yo, he's a guy.
Yeah, bro. What do you mean? He's
how?
He's offensive.
Bro, fix your defense, bro. Fix your defense,
he's not
bro.
Defensive.
Yeah, he's not
you know
a defensive
you know what
coach,
Nick Sirianni
bro.
Did? When I got a defensive coordinator.
He can't call anything.
First of all,
he couldn't do both. He got Kellen Moore and Big Fangio.
Yeah,
what
like,
the fuck is
y'all
doing?
Run the team. Y'all run the team.
Oh, my God.
And first of all, he didn't do shit. That
was
your GM.
Cussing out
that's
bags,
crazy.
Bro.
That's your GM, bro.
That's
don't
crazy.
Give him credit
that's
for
crazy.
Grabbing them, bro.
That's crazy, bro.
That's your
crazy.
GM.
That's crazy, bro.
So yeah, why that? Are you saying your head coach
yeah,
went
bro,
out and grabbed them, bro?
Doing shit.
Bro, he
that's
did. They
Howie
obviously
Rosen.
Communicate. They obviously yeah, communicate.
No. Nick Sirianni does not communicate.
Howie Rosen is not going to Nick Sirianni. Hey, who should I hire, Nick? You think I should get Vic Fangio?
I'm telling you, he did.
So that was that 25 coaches?
What the fuck?
This guy's just saying shit now.
That's at least 20.
He's just trying to piss me off.
Yeah, I think he's ODing it still.
They do that though.
I'd say 15, top 15, bro. Not
top 15.
Nah, that was 20, bro. He named five after the 15.
The guy is 50 and 23, bro.
Still ain't gonna win
that shit off, bro. That's crazy, bro.
So that's 20 out of 32 teams. That's 62%. That's 62%, bro. You could have that. You could have that. Yeah. You can actually have that, bro.
Nice try, bro.
What do you
mean? Y'all just trying to do something late in the podcast. Nice try, bro. I ain't even falling for that shit. I see what you're trying to do.
You fall for shit, bro.
You try to set up the rage bait. I see you, bro.
Dan Quinn. I still think Todd Bowles is better.
Okay, that's two.
How?
Kyle Shanahan.
Todd Bowles is better.
Three.
Mike Tomlin.
That's objective. That's objective.
I didn't say nothing.
Mike Vrabel.
Yeah, five.
Kevin O'Connell.
He's a coach now. He's a coach now. He's a coach now.
Kevin O'Connell.
Six.
Mike McDaniel.
Seven. Mike McDaniel's not better. Stop, bro.
Get out of here.
He's not better.
Get out of here.
How is he a better head coach?
Stop it.
How is he a better head
coach? Stop, bro.
How, though? Tell me how.
My God, bro.
Tell me how, though. Tell me how is he a better head coach?
He is playing with absolute trash at quarterback, and he made them a viable team, bro.
Bro, they were the same team when Pete Carroll was there, bro.
That's a legendary coach. That's a legendary
coach.
No,
I'm talking about Mike McDaniel, bro, the coach of Miami Dolphins.
Yeah, you're crazy. That was a sick offense. They just sent him down here without Tua. Get out of here, bro.
Why do you guys just fucking dick suck the good offensive
coach? No, he actually calls plays by himself,
how
bro.
Good of
he doesn't
coach
need
is
an
is
offensive
he,
coordinator.
He didn't even make the playoffs this year.
He had one bad year, bro.
He has a winning percentage, right?
That's what's his winning percentage?
0.549.
Nigga, how many wins does he have to losses?
28 and 23.
What the fuck? Shut the fuck up, bro. Shut the fuck up.
He had one bad year.
He had 50
year.
Wins. Shut the fuck up.
Look
that's
look
not even close.
More games you have.
Yeah,
bro.
Your
look
brother.
In the,
you have.
Brother, he has the same amount
of
losses.
First of all, Nick Sirianni got carried by so many games to win.
Brother. That is retarded, bro. Please. That is retarded.
Are you disagree?
It's 50 and 23.
Yeah, that's your opinion.
50 and 23 to 28 and 23.
Sean McVay is better.
Sean McVay.
Jim Harbaugh is better.
Okay.
Yes.
Andy Reid is better. D'Amico Ryans, Matt LaFleur, Dan Campbell, Sean Payton, Mike McCarthy, Kevin Stefanski, Sean McDermott, John Harbaugh, Raheem Morris.
Raheem Morris is not better either. Stop.
What?
He's not better, bro.
Top Bowles?
Give me a proven coach, bro. Raheem Morris is a first-year head coach and didn't do that well.
Yo, you put him on your team?
This raps. Hypothetical,
it's
man.
Raps.
Hypothetical. Give me a guy who's proven with his team that he's done well.
Yo, your bro doesn't call offense, defense. He doesn't even do shit,
doesn't
bro.
Doesn't matter, bro. Yo,
Remember how you acted when you lost your OC and DC?
Yo, what do you expect from us, bro? We lost our OC and DC,
bro. What do you want me to say?
We lost both of them. Our coaches, shit, bro. What do you want me to say?
It's called the coaching room. Always called the coaching room.
Brother, you said right here that your coach was shit when this happened.
Yeah.
It's on tape.
I'd say you're off your defensive coordinator is better than
he's
you,
top 15, and he's still better. He's still better than Mike McDaniel, who has 28 wins and 23
Could we
losses.
Add coordinators? Because if we add coordinators, bro, this guy's out the fucking window, bro.
Okay, sure. Add the coordinators. Sure.
You're OC and your DC.
Motherfucker tried to say a guy with 22 less wins was better. That's crazy, bro. That's crazy.
But look at the team, like 30 bro. Something less games.
Wait, how many?
Yeah, bro. Yo, hold the fuck on, man.
He has the same amount of losses.
He has the same amount of losses. That shit doesn't even matter.
Okay.
You
know
what?
He's
a way worse team. He's a way worse
bro,
team.
Miami was good, bro.
For how long?
Miami was good a couple years, bro.
Nick Sirianni could lose 21 games.
How many years in a row did Tua get concussed, bro?
Tua got concussed.
The guy's not a good coach, bro.
That's crazy. Their offense was crazy.
Tua on the Eagles.
Last
Nick
year you
Sirianni
were saying that
is shit.
Well, Nick Sirianni beat him too. A healthy fucking team, bro. What did he do?
Nick Sirianni with Tua as his quarterback. We're not even talking about this.
Yo,
okay, so what? Yo, I got to. I got to 19.
Keep swapping everybody. Bro.
I got to 19. So you disagree with two of them? All right, 17. Hold that.
Okay.
Right. Hold that. 17, bro.
Okay. 48%? Better than 48% of the league?
It's not 48%.
Do the math on your phone, bro. You got your phone right there. Check out the calculator.
It's 32 teams, right?
32 teams. He's better than
17.
He's better than 15 coaches.
17 teams, bro.
Nah,
what
bro
are you,
I'll just
you're
I'll
a,
save
you
the
I'll brain
save
you, malfunction. Right
I'll
now.
Save I'll save you the grief, bro. Oh, it's 47%, bro. Sorry, I said 48. It's 47.
You were having a brain malfunction.
Dumbass boy. Dumbass boy's a Mike McDonald though.
He's a Mike McDaniel.
McDaniel. Fuck that. He said Mike McDonald too earlier. God damn it.
The second time, bro.
I feel like any coach who actually does a job.
Fuck
on
your
the
feelings,
team,
bro. That's the thing. Fuck does. The feelings. Who wins or loses?
You're a top coach and you're only better than 48% of the league, bro. You're not that
fuck
nice.
Fuck your feelings.
Bro.
You have probably a better winning percentage than most of them, bro. And that's fine.
You know who also has a great winning percentage?
Who does?
Mike Tomlin. Where is he every year? Cancun.
He has a ring, bro. He's better than most of these
your
coaches.
Your guy doesn't even have a ring, bro. You're just talking about
Mike
winning percentage.
But Mike Tomlin is better than most of these coaches, bro. The guy's at the end of his career, bro. Like, what the
end
fuck
of his career, wherever. He had when did he have his win? In 08?
Bro.
In 08?
In 10.
10.
In 10.
He was 14 years later, he couldn't do shit.
You're going to pretend like he wasn't a perennial coach for a long time?
14 years, he couldn't do shit.
We're going to discredit him right now? We're going to do it?
14 years, he couldn't do shit.
Bro,
what?
It's a hard league to win, bro. It's a hard league to win, man.
Not for the Patriots.
Andy Reid.
Not for him.
That's like
he's not in that clock. That's
like 1 and 2.
He's not part of that clock.
That's like 1 and 2, though, right?
Hold that.
He could be whatever.
John Harbaugh?
Jimmy Johnson.
He could be whatever cloth he wants to be, bro. Ain't no sweat off my back.
I don't know, bro. Out of all the head coaches, Nick Sirianni's the only one who looks like he's bucking lines during halftime.
No, might be Daniel too, but
no, he's hitting something else.
Yeah.
He's hitting the dab pen on the sideline.
He's hitting the pen and losing games, bro. The fuck he's doing, all right? So he's doing.
Why are you so bent out of the shape,
bro?
Him,
they
bro.
Had Tyler Huntley, bro. Give them a break.
Brother.
Man.
Yo, you did a 360 backflip.
Yo, honestly, I don't care about any of the coaches you guys said.
Nah,
other
you did
than
a 360
Mike.
Backflip over Nick Sirianni, bro.
Yeah, bro. That's crazy.
Brother.
He's a bad coach, bro.
The motherfucker
it's not
has 28 wins and 23
if
losses.
If your coach is bad, it's not like your team is bad, bro.
Yeah, we're not saying your team's bad. We didn't say that once.
The coordinators have come in and took the team to
the Devin, the guy has 28 wins.
I'm not arguing on this.
28 wins.
Yeah, why are you talking to him? He's not arguing.
He's the only one
that.
Who's being sensible, bro. There's 28 wins.
He's chilling.
In
I know what's going on.
28
bro,
wins
right?
in 51 games, bro. That's all he has. 28
Who are
wins
you praying to, bro?
He's like, praying Nick Sirianni gets more wins.
No, I'm just praying you guys start to understand, bro, because it's just not making sense.
Yo, we said Philly's good. Your coach sucks.
Nigga, fuck
ass.
All that shit. Nigga, fuck
yeah,
all that
the
shit.
The coordinators are doing all the work, bro. Let's
yeah, yo, Vic
Fangio's bro.
Good. The OC, whoever the fuck he is, great job.
Kellen Moore.
But how do you know this stuff, though? Like,
what?
What?
Saying that the, no, they the just, coordinators, they, like, just yeah.
Because before the coordinators, they were not this good.
Nick Sirianni before the season was also a really winning coach.
And what did you say when they picked up Vic Fangio?
They didn't play. They didn't play 58. They didn't play.
And their offense
games.
Was not the same last year as
like,
it is now.
But
their defense was definitely
their defense
not the
was
same.
Not even close yeah. to this good last year. If his record's 58-23, they didn't play 58 games this season. And this season is when you're saying they got those coordinators. So
yeah,
what was
bro,
happening
I mean,
before
bro,
that?
They played 17 games this season, right? We good on that? They were what 13-4. So before the season, that would make him 36-24.
How shit was your defense that year? Last year?
It was bad.
Okay. And how shit was your defense the year before?
And
they made personnel changes.
I mean, they went to the Super Bowl that year. They were bad, but they went to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, but they were bad. So then you got Vic Fangio, and now your team actually looks good.
Yeah, because coordinators matter.
Because he's doing his job.
Because coordinators matter.
Oh, now they matter. Okay.
Why are you saying that to me, bro? I always agree that coordinators.
No, you don't, bro.
Yeah, you're.
It's only when you want to flip flop.
Yeah,
yeah, but that's like saying if the Lions lose both their offensive and defensive coordinators, they're not going to be as good next season.
They probably won't.
So then.
No, but to Brandon,
but,
just
but,
trying to make
but he's still a really good coach.
Yeah,
because he flipped the whole culture, bro.
Yeah, Dan Campbell. That's all on Dan Campbell.
Bro, we're just talking about coordinators, not head coaches, right? I thought we were just on the coach. You were talking about Vic Fangio just now. Just like,
yeah,
I'm just trying to make sure we're on the same page,
that
bro.
They're doing the job for your head coach. Argument,
bro, it's going nowhere.
You mean they're doing the job that they're supposed to do?
For your head coach, yeah. They're basically running the team while your head coach.
You know
coach
what, fuck it. Let's get a defensive coordinator and fuck it. Let's not make him do that defensive
let's
coordinator.
Agree to disagree.
But what is Nick Sirianni's purpose right now on the team?
To oversee.
Oversee what? The fan base? And yell at them?
No.
That's all I ever see.
He's the first head coach in the league that's ever argued with a fan.
That's okay. Lamar Jackson.
Like, that's fucked up, bro.
Lamar Jackson just broke Michael Vick's record that was standing for 20 years, bro.
That's a player accomplishment, Jeff. I'm talking about a professional.
How you compare this?
I'm just saying the first time you see something is the first time you see something.
A professional.
No one saw Michael Vick before Michael Vick.
In all of the leagues, a professional athlete coach.
I've seen it before.
is arguing, swearing, and cussing at a fan.
Fuck the fans.
Yeah, and then
at his own fans top it off. Not even enemy fans. At his own fans.
Yo, bro. Fuck the fans. That's hilarious. You can't even lie, bro. That's hilarious.
You can't tell me not fuck the fans, bro.
So you fuck with Nick Sirianni now?
So fuck you is what you're saying? You're a fan of them.
That's it.
Yo, if he saw you, he'd tell you go fuck yourself.
What I mean is...
real spill.
He would tell you guys that. He wouldn't tell
no,
me.
No.
He'd tell you guys.
Yeah, he'd probably dap us up. Jersey, yeah. He'd probably dap us up. Oh, y'all ain't Eagles fans? What up?
Well, mission accomplished. All right.
Either way, Commanders play the...
W Ridge beat.
Nah, man. The only thing was Mike.
We got you, bro.
Only thing was Mike. Was it Mike McCarthy, you guys said?
Yo, you know what's crazy? He said, yo, y'all ain't going to get me right now.
Nah.
And immediately after.
Nah, there's just one you guys said 28 and 23 was crazy, bro. Like, there's just no way. Like, it's straight face.
So you knew we were partially raid baiting you and then you still fell for it?
Huh?
Don't fucking try to act all fucking calm now.
Act like he can hear you at all.
I'm calm, bro. I'm calm.
Yeah, now
Matt was over here like,
Mike, yes.
28 to 23 was OG.
But yo, he is like a lot of those coaches. 17, bro. 17 of those were valid.
Those were good coaches. Those were really good coaches.
Those were real top 15 coaches.
Those were actually really good coaches.
Yeah, real top 15 coaches.
Whatever
top
17. Whatever you want to call them. When Nick Sirianni gets a ring and they don't have it, they can fucking hold that.
When he gets a ring?
Yeah.
That's what I tell you, bro. I literally told you this start of the podcast. He is arrogant now.
Yeah, bro. He is, win.
Jeff goes from those levels, you know?
A broken Packers team, bro.
Yeah, like that was whatever, bro. Whatever, bro. You better win. I said it.
Oh, man.
For not giving Saquon that record this year, you got better win the ring.